אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We are reading in the study of 10 ספירות, volume 3, page 601, volume 8, part 8, I'm sorry, words of the Ari, item 8. Selected questions will be asked here, again, 601, item 5 in the words of the Ari.
עליית מן הנעל שהם האורות הנעל נזדווגו בחינת הוויה דאב דיהודין אשר הם כללות בחינת המוחין דאק עם בחינת
and by the ascent of man which are the lights the בחינה of הוויה of אב דיהודין mated and they are the total aspect of Mochin of Ak with the Teamim of Sag, which are the Achap. Because all those Teamim of Sag had no shattering in them, and that's why they made it together with Ak. And this doesn't point to the lights that come from the Hevel of the Achap, but only about themselves and their internality. Again. Item 5. And by the ascent of the man, which are the lights, these lights, the Havaya of Ab of Yodin mated, and they are the totality of the Mochin of Ak, namely with the Bchinat of Teamim of Sag, which are the Achap. Since those Teamim of Sag had no shattering with them, and that's why they made it along with the Bchinat of Ab of Ak. This does not refer to the parting orot, lights, from the hevel of the achap, only to the bchina of their actual self and internality. Item 5 down below. Five. Mochin of Ak with the Bchina of Teamim of Ruach. Of Sag. The older Nekudim, even Rosh Alef in them, extend from Nekudot of Sag, for which the man should have risen only up to the Nekudot in Rosh of Sag. In fact, they rose to Nekudot of Sag. However, because with this ascent, the Zivug of Ab Sag occurred, during which the illumination of Ab that reached Sag lowered the Heitata from the Einaim of Sag to Pe of Sag, this connected the Achap that came out of Rosh of Sag. And they return to Bchina of Rosh, and the Nekudot connect with the Teamim of Sag into a single degree. In that state, the Nekudot of Sag do not merit a name any longer, as they are annulled in the upper Bchina in them, being the Teamim. Hence, the ascent of man is also considered to have risen to the Teamim, for the Nekudot do not bear a name, as they are nullified before them. Know that from here comes the rule that every ascent of man is from the lower one to the upper's upper, and the upper's upper corrects them for the upper one. This is because the Zon raises the man for their upper, which are Yeshut, to the upper's upper, which are Abaveima, and Abaveima correct them for Yeshut, and so it is in all the degrees. And it is so because any ascent of man induces the lowering of the lower hay from the Nikveinaim down, by which it acquires the Gal. Hence, when Zon raise the man of Yeshut, they induce the lowering of the lower hay from the Enaim of Abba Ve'ima downward. In that state, Yeshut connect with Abba Ve'ima into a single degree, and Yeshut requires its gar, meaning Bchinat Abba Ve'ima. You see that the man that Zon raised for Yeshut rose to the Bchinot of Abba and Ima, Abba Vima, meaning to the lower hay in the Enaim of Abba Vima, which in turn lowered it, thus correcting the Mochin of Yeshut. Thus, the lower one raised the man for its upper one, which are Abba Ve'ima. To Yeshut, and the lower raised it to its upper Abba Ve'ima. Abba Ve'ima made it together on the man and lowered the lower hay from the Enaim below, and thus connected Yeshut to their own degree. And Yeshut acquired its gal. Now you can understand Rav's comparison, the teacher's comparison, the Ari's comparison of Ab Sag to Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut. This matter began in the first ascent of man in the Olamot, being the ascent of man of the inner Nehi of Ag to the Teamim of Rosh of Sag, in the Ari's words, which lowered the lower hay from Enaim to Pe of Sag. However, since here the lower hay rose to Keter, which is the Metzach, hence the lower hay descended from Metzach to Pe, as it is explained. It is written, by raising this above man of those seven aforementioned lights, the Bchinav Havaya of Ab of Yodin made it, namely the collective Bchinat Mochin of Ak with Bchinat Tamim of Sag, which are Achab. This is because the Rosh of Sag is called Ozen Chotem Pe, because the upper Bchinah in it is the light of Ozen, meaning Bina. It clothed the partsuf of Ab of Ak from the Chazeh upward to Pe of Ab. Hence, Chagat of Ab of Ak are considered Bchinat Mochin to Sag, and also is the general Mochin that extend from Ak. This is because the first partsuf of Ak is higher than the Olamot, and they only shine through Chagat of Ab, which are the Mochin of Sag of Ak. After the illumination of Mochin from these Ab extends to Rosh of Sag, meaning to the Teamim, then the lower hay descends from Metzach to Pe. And the Teamim of Sag did not have any shattering, any breaking in them. And you must know here that the breaking of the shattering begins even before Olam HaNikudim, meaning in the lower nine of the Partsuf of Sag of Ak, called Nekudot of Sag, which expanded from Tabur of Sag down to its Siyum Raglin. Because they expanded from the Tabur downward in the place of Nehi of Inner Ak, they mixed with Bchina Dalet, which caused the restriction in both worlds called restriction of Nehi of Ak. Because of the mixing of Bchina Bet, which is Bina, in Bchina Dalet, which is Malchut, Bina acquired the aspect of restriction of Malchut. Hence, Bina and Zon departed from all the degrees outside, where Achap of Rosh came out into the Bchina of Guf, and Bina and Zon of Guf came out of to the Bchina of Nehi below the Tabor. And Bina and Zon of the 10 Sfirot of Nehi went completely out of Atzilut and became the separated Bia. Thus, in Sag 2, Bina and Zon of Nehi came out and fell to Bia, as in the shattering of the vessels. However, this occurred only in the Kudot of Sag, that expanded from Tabur down and mixed with the lower hay. It does not concern the upper half of Sag at all, called Te'amim, which end above Tabur of Ak. This is the meaning of the words, the ascents of man were to the Teamim of Sag, which did not have any breaking in them. Departing lights from the Hevel of Achab only to the Bchina of their actual self and internality. First, there are two kinds of ahab. One is Rosh of Sag, called Te'amim of Sag, because its degree is up to Bina. It is named ahab. And two, the Havalim, the plural of Hevel of ahab, which departed from the degree, and they are considered branches that come out of Sag, which are Sehot Dikna of Sag, that become Shorashim, roots, to Gar of Nikudim. That is why it is written that the Zivug of Ab was with the Ahab, being the Te'amim of Sag, and not with the Partsuf Se'arot, which came out being the Pchinot of Nekudot of Rosh of Sag that were broken. Although the upper one is related to the 10 Sefirot of Nekudim, it is only the Nekudot of Sag, meaning the Se'arot Dikna. However, they are nullified in the Te'amim of Sag and do not bear a name at all. Do not merit a name, since the Zivug of Ab connects them to the degree of Rosh of Sag during the Zivug.
Questions?
No, Hanoch.
Yes, Hanoch.
He says that the lower one is rewarded with the man of the upper one and raises it to the upper's upper. How? How is he rewarded with the man of his upper?
By joining the upper one.
What is this action?
Annulling itself towards the upper one. When it annuls itself towards the upper one, it yields, it is included then, integrated into the lack of the upper one. Yes.
Same question, Rav. Zon, Yeshut, and Abavima. Zon wants for, desires for Yeshut. If I got it right, he wants it for the upper one, but he turns to Abavima, but he has no contact with Abavima. How can he raise man to something with which he has no contact?
You wait. Wait. It's a question, but you will see that there is no question later. Okay, so let's continue. Slowly, it all needs to... We need to shift to that gear, the way he thinks. Item 6.
And when they made it together, a new light was born out of this zivug, and this new light is the name of Mav Alefin. It too is divided into four Pchinot Tanta, that include all these aspects, and it is so, because the Te'amim of Ma is the Pchina of Atik Yomin, and Nekudot of Ma Arichanpin, and Tagin of Ma Abavima, and the Otiot of Ma Arzon. And the existence of this name of Ma of Alefin comes out of the Metzach of Ak. Again. Again, item 6. When they made it together, Absag, a new light was born from the Zivug. And this new light is the name of Ma of Alefin. Ma de Alefin. And it, too, is divided into four Pchinot, Tanta, that includes all of Atzilut. And it is so. Since the Te'amim of Ma is Atik Yomin. And Nekudot of Ma are Arich Anpin. And the Tagin of Ma are Abba Ve'ima. And Otiot of Ma are Zon. And the name Ma of Alefin comes out of the Metzach of Ak.
All right. Continue.
Item 6 below. Ma of Alefin, meaning Havaya filled with Alefin, like that. Yod, He, Vav, He. And the filling with Alefin indicates the correction of the breaking, because this new light that comes out of the Zivug of Ab and Sag returns the Ahab that were broken from the degree to the degree as before. this matter,
correcting Tzimtzum Bet.
This matter is implied in the shape of the letter Aleph, because it contains two Yodin and a Parsa in between.
Galgalta and Naim Achap are the two letters Yud, and the diagonal is the Parsa.
Where the first Yod, upper Yod, is Keter and Chochmah that remain in the degree. This is Maim Elyonim, the upper water. And the bottom Yod is Achap, meaning Bina and Zon, that were broken from the degree and went out. This is Maim Tachtonim, the lower water. The kav, the line that separates between them, is the Parsa, and the Rakia, and the firmament that separates the upper water and the lower water. And a new light emerged by the Zivug, the upper Zivug of Absag, fissuring the Parsa and connecting the Achap back to the degree.
Questions? Nothing. Well, continue.
Even though the matter of the breaking of the Achap happened back in the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag, and Havaya of Sag is still filled with Yodin, not with Alephin. The breaking was at the bottom half of the Sag, which are Nekudot. And this is because there weren't any breaking in the upper half. As the Rav said, that there weren't any breaking in Te'amim of Sag. Hence, its upper half, which are Yod Hey, are filled with Yodin, while its bottom half is already filled with Aleph in its Vav. And this Aleph implies the breaking of the Achap that occurred there. Know that this Aleph in the filling of Vav of Sag is considered the shorish, the root of the name Ma of Alephin.
What are you looking at me for? Ask a question and I'll answer if you have a question. What?
Asia.
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 Does it always come out of Rosh of Metzach?
Ask properly.
The milui of Alephin, the filling of Alephin, always comes out of Rosh of Metzach?
Rosh of Netzach?
Does the milui of Alephin always come out of Rosh of Metzach?
Metzach is the place of the zivug, of the coupling of aviut of Shoresh. The coarseness of Shoresh, of the world of Atzilut, that's how it came out. Right? Aleph Shoresh is the Reshimo, the general Reshimo, from which comes the world of Atzilut. Now, the Alephim, the filling of the Alephim, implies Tzimtzum Bet. Tzimtzum Bet can be in Aviut, Bet, Gimel, or Dalet. Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, only means that for the time being we do not use the vessels of reception. Moscow.
Barasulam and Ari divide Galgalta Benaim into Keter and Chochma and Gar Bina. And the Achap to Zat of Bina and Zar Ben Nukva. In certain places, and here, he considers upper water Maimelinim Ketan Chochma, and all of Bina he ascribes to Achap.
It's not critical. It's not important. It's not important. All of the vessels of Bestol belong to Galgalta and Naim. Of course, Gal Bina belong to them, and all of the vessels of reception from Zad Bina and below, from Parsa and below, belong to the Achap.
Ibro Vigi.
Umedaber Shaman.
talking about shattering in Sag. What shattering is taking place in Sag? Isn't there a certain restriction there?
Tzim Tzum Bet, the shattering of the world of Nikudim, the world of Nikudim, all of that belongs to Sag. After this shattering in Sag, we get the Rishimo of Aleph Shoresh, Metzumtzam, restricted, and from that comes the world of Atzilut. Shattering means the purification, the final purification of the Partsuf of Sag. And so, where did the shattering occur? In Sag, or more correctly, in Nekudot of Sag, or more correctly, in the world of Nikudim, or more correctly, in the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim. But it all nevertheless belongs to Sag. Next. Again, Moscow.
Yes, simply not long ago, where there were scrutinies about Golgotha Ve'Naim and Achat. The question is, after the second restriction, Golgotha Ve'Naim, the division between Golgotha Ve'Naim and Achat, is perhaps not only in the Rosh?
In any place where we have vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal, and we don't have sufficient power to work with the vessels of reception, there is a difference between the vessels of bestowal and those of reception, meaning that it's permitted to work with the vessels of bestowal, and with the vessels of reception it's forbidden to work. Therefore, the ten sfirot divide into Galgal Teinaim and Achap. That's all. So Keter Chokhmah and Gar of Binah are vessels of bestowal. There is no restriction. There is no second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, that applies to them. And Zerampin Malchut in the lower part of Binah, vessels of reception, Tzimtzum Bet applies to them, because Tzimtzum Bet means that with the vessels of reception it is impossible to work. There is no power to work with the vessels of reception in order to bestow. Is that clear?
No. Golgotha Ve'Naim and Achap in the goof.
There is no difference between Rosh and Guf, except that the Rosh is in potential and in the Guf it's in practice. And if there's no power in the Guf to work with the vessel's reception, then it's forbidden to calculate their work, their operation in the Rosh, and it's also forbidden to work with them in practice in the Guf. There is no power to do that. All right? Right. No more questions, right? Yes. Question, please ask to the point. What is your question?
What is the zivug that is happening here? Meaning on the Achap of all Atzilut, what is the zivug?
I don't understand your questions, really.
He is raising man now. Man from Zon, right? Zon is raising man.
Yes.
On all of Atzilut, Zon of Atzilut is raising man?
I don't know. He doesn't explain this here. I'm asking you, please, ask yourself first what you're going to ask. What is it that you're going to ask?
Can I ask another one?
You may.
What does it mean? Milui of Alephin, the filling of Alephin that he refers to here.
There is the filling of Alephin and the filling of Yudin. Alephin implies Tzimtzum Bet. Yudin implies Tzimtzum Aleph. Yud, the letter Yud, symbolizes the light of Chokhmah, and the letter Aleph symbolizes the light of Chassadim, when it's impossible to use the light of Chokhmah. It's a good question. All right, no more questions. Onwards.
We continue in column 2 in the light of item 6, Tanta, containing the entire Atzilut. The Te'amim are Keter, Nekudot are Chokhmah, the Tagin are Bina, and the Otiot Zon. the Teamim of Ma, which are Keter, is Atik. Atik Yomin of Atzilut. Arich Anpin is Chochmah of Ma. Abavim are Bina of Ma. And Zon are Zer Anpin of Ma. I'm sorry, Zat of Ma, called Otiot.
Shuv.
Again.
Tanta kolelim kol ha'atzilut.
Tanta includes all of Atzilut. The Teamim are Keter, Nekudot Chochma, Tagin are Bina, and Otiot are Zon. The Teamim of Ma, which are Keter, is Atik Yomin of Atzilut. Arich Anpin is Chochma of Ma. Abavim are Bina of Ma. And Zon are Zat of Ma, called Otiot. Comes out of the Metzach of Ak, meaning the ascent of man was to Metzach, meaning the Sfira of Keter of Rosh, called Galgalta, where the Metzach is. The reason for it is the last Bchina of Nekudim is Bchina Aleph. Hence, all that remains in the Masach is Bchinat, is the coarseness of the Keter. Then we must remember that there is no ascent of man but to Bina. Hence, it does not mean that this man rose to Keter of Keter, but to Bina of Keter. Indeed, Galgalta is regarded as merely Bina of Keter. You will also learn that Galgalta is divided like Bina and like Tiferet. Its upper third is always covered and concealed in the Achoraim of Bina, but only in the two thirds, which are the Zat of Bina. And from Chazeh and below of and Tiferet is where the illumination of Chochmah appears. And know that this is the meaning of Panim and Achoraim of Galgalta. It is so because from the Metzach upward, it is the Bchina of the upper third of Tiferet that's concealed and covered in the Achoraim of Ima. For that reason, the Se'arot Reisha cover there. And the place where the Se'arot stop, and from there down to the eyes, to Enaim, is a place called Metzach. This is considered the two revealed thirds of Tiferet, from Chazeh downward, where Yesod of Ima has already stopped. And it is written, this Ma of Alephin comes out of Metzach of Ak. This is so because the existence of the manifestation of the illumination of Chochmah begins there. However, above there, it is covered with the Se'arot Reisha, for it is Bchinat Gar of Bina, and the upper part of Tiferet, where the illumination of Chochmah cannot appear there. And you should understand it well. Rav, we learned it more than once. We have Keter, Chochmah, Gar of Bina, which are vessels of bestowal, and then from Zat of Bina, Zeram Pin Malchut, those are vessels of reception, called Achap. So in Galgalta, Ve'naim, Keter, Chochmah, and Gar of Bina, there's no Hevel, there's no reflected light. It's the Klut. Dak, rather, the partsuf can come out only on the vessels of Zat of Bina. Those are vessels of reception, although they speak of the Keter, the very, very fine coarseness. Nevertheless, those are vessels of reception. Hence, from there, a new world is born, the world of Atzilut. So, Hevel means coarseness. The hevel of the ozen, of the chotem, of the peh. Next, item 7 above. We've already explained that things advance gradually. The hevel of the ozen is unfelt, not felt. And a little bit of the hevel comes out of the chotem, and the hevel of the chotem is less than the hevel of the peh, though they are all equal in that they raise hevel,
As each of them has Or Chozer.
However, the Ayin has no Evel, but only Histaklut. The reason for this difference is that the three are B'chinat Te'amim, but the Ayin is B'chinat Nekudot of Sag, which is below the degree of Te'amim. Again, item 7. We've already explained above that things advance gradually. The hevel of the ozen is not felt and is less than the hevel that comes out of the chotem. And the hevel of the chotem is less than the hevel of the peh, though they are all equal in that they raise hevel.
Ozem, Chotem, Peh have Hevel. They have returning light, Or Chozer. They have enough coarseness, enough aviut to create the Or Chozer. Meaning they already have the Kilim. Whereas...
But the Ayin does not have Hevel, only Histaklut. The reason for this difference is that the three are Bchinat of Te'amim, but the Ayin is Bchinat of Nekudot of Sag, which is below the degree of Te'amim.
And we nevertheless feel, if someone looks at me from the side, I feel like I'm being looked at. That also comes as... Whereas, if someone thinks, it's already a problem to grasp that someone's thinking. It's a matter of hevel. Because that's the form of connection here. Next, item 7, below Opnimi. The cascading down goes according to the degree of the aviut of the masach, discerned as five chinot of aviut, which are according to the sfirot of Or Yashar. The first three chinot, which are p'china dalet, p'china gimel, and p'china bet, which are called pe, chotem, and ozen, are actual havalim. Because they raise Or Chozer, which is called Hevel, in a manner that is sufficient for the emergence of a Partsuf in Rosh Toch Sof, and they are the three Partsufim Galgalta, Ab, Sag, of Ak, as noted. However, Pchina Aleph of Aviyut does not raise sufficient Hevel for the Hitpashtut to the Guf. Hence it is named Histaklut Dak, a thin observation. Hence, the Aviyut of Shoresh, which is the lower one in Keter, meaning only through the rising of the lower Hay to the Einaim, is also making Pchina Aleph qualified to emerge as a Partzuf, which is a Partzuf called Nikudim or Bon. Also, by the ascent of the lower Hay to the Keter, meaning to the Metzach, the Prinat Shoresh of the Masach also became worthy of emergence of a Partzuf, meaning a Partzuf called the New Ma, which is 10 Sfirot of Atzilut. Hence, this Or Chozer that comes out on the lower Hay that rose to Metzach is only called the manifestation of illumination, of Hera, or Ratzon, desire, and not Hevel or Histaklut. This indicates that it does not have actual Aviyut, but the Shoresh of the Aviyut. And the name is Ratzon. The four Prinot of Aviyut are gradual magnifications in the will to receive. However, their Prinat Shoresh is only a Prinat to bestow without any will to receive. Except that it is which is a Shoresh for them. For this reason, it is just named Ratzon, desire, or Ratzon of the Metzach.
Metzach Ratzon.
The Metzach of the Ratzon. In other words, there's nothing new here. Yochai, are you listening? Again, he's explaining to us the differences in Aviyut and Masach and names them so we will get used to them. It might be a little confusing. But it all depends on the Masach and Aviyut, in short. Okay, well, let's continue.
Okay, so item 8 above. This new Orma, which comes out of the Metzach of Ag.
Metzach means Sag everywhere, because we don't have connection to all of Ag. But from Sag we get the world of Atzilut and everything that pertains to us. Our upper one, our great one, our root is Sag.
And this new name Orma, which emerges from the Metzach of Ag, is the last of them all. Hence, it has no Prinat Hevel, like the three, and no Prinat of Histaklut, like the Nikudot of the Ein, and it has only the Prinat Hara, illumination. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar, in the Idrazuta, appearing in the Metzach, since this is because there's only a separate manifestation of the illumination. It is also the meaning of what is written in many places in the Zohar, when the Re'uta came to create the Olam of Atzilut, it means that the Metzach of Ratzon of Ak came up in his will to create the Olam of Atzilut by the new Orma that comes out of him, by which the entire Atzilut was corrected. Thus, the meaning of Ratzon is the aforementioned Metzach of the Ratzon, because the translation of the Ratzon, desire, is Re'uta.
In other words, from Metzach to of Rosh Desag on Tzimtzum Bet there, the world of Atzilut emerges and everything we have below, from Metzach to Rosh Desag and up, it is totally unrelated to us. And this is why it's called Metzach of the Ratzon. Come on.
Again, item 8? Or
no, it's okay.
Item 9. Prinat Ab is the Rosh of Ag, which are the Prinat Mochin, and their place is inside, opposite the place of the Metzach, where the Mochin, which are Prinat Ab, mate with Prinat Sag, being the Achap of the Tamim of Sag, which are below the Mochin, at the end of the Rosh. And because of the great light that is there at the Metzach, due to that Zivug, a new Or extended from it downward, named the Numa. Again, item 9. And since Prinat Ab is the Rosh of Ag, which are Prinat Mochin, and their place is inside, opposite the place of the Metzach.
Meaning that Ab is inside Sag, as we learned that in Tamim the Sag we have three of Hitlapshut, and Ab works there. A lot of Chochmah is inside Bina, otherwise Bina can't intensifying chasadim, because light of chasadim doesn't come from above. From above, light of chokhmah comes as an overcoming. When she doesn't want to receive light of chokhmah, we get light of chasadim from that.
And there, the mochin, which are prinat ab, mate with prinat sag, which are the achap of tamim of sag, which are below the mochin at the end of the rosh. And because of the great O there at the Metzach, due to that Zivug, a new O extended from it downward, which is called the new Ma.
Meaning this is how the world of Atzilut was born, from Metzach of Rosh Tesach.
Yud?
Yud.
Ten.
Ten. And when this new Or came out, named Ma of Alephin, it sorted out that what it could sort out from the Nikudot of Sag that had a breaking in them, these joined and participated with him.
And then came the world of Atzilut and corrected the shattering.
And then the Ma became the Prina of Tchura, and Sag became the Prina of Nukva.
Because Ma, which is the world of Atzilut, corrects the Sag, Nekudot the Sag, that broke, and therefore the lower one here is as if it's the upper one, because it corrects what was broken.
However, since this Sag has become the Nukva to Ma, it now acquired a different name, which is Bon of Hayin, like this, Yud He, Vav He, and it is no longer called Sag, but Bon.
This is why the world of Atzilut is called the new Ma. It's not Ma at all, but because of its role that it has to correct the world of Nikudim, and the world of Nikudim is called Bon, and it needs to be corrected, so the world of Atzilut is called the new Ma. So there's a problem here. In the names, they're confused because according to the order, the upper one is greater than the lower ones. But here, the upper one broke, so the lower one comes and corrects it. Yes?
Item 10 below, old money.
Read below.
It sorted out what it could sort out from the Nikudot of Sag that had the breaking in them. This scrutiny begins at Rosh of Bet of Nikudim, which is Keter of Nikudim. However, the Rosh of the Aleph Rosh of Nikudim that stands above Tabu did not connect with this new Ma, because there wasn't any breaking in it. Because the Masach stands below it, and the Aviyut in the Masach cannot blemish above its location. Again, the beginning of item 10 below. It sorted out what it could sort out of the Nikudot of Sag that had the breaking in them. This scrutiny begins at Rosh HaBet of Nikudim, which is Keter of Nikudim. However, the Rosh Aleph of Nikudim that stands above Tabul did not connect with this new Ma, because there wasn't any breaking in it. Because the Masach stands below it, and the Aviyut in the Masach cannot blemish above its location. And Sag.
Wait, yes, Danny.
What is Rosh above the Tabu?
He's talking about Rosh de Sag. And then below Rosh de Sag, we have Rosh of Nikudim. It's Yesut that stands between Rosh de Sag and the general Tabu. And only then you get a Rosh that is Nikudim, which is Keter, Rosh Deitlapshut, and Abavim, Rosh Deavyut, that belong to the actual Nikudim themselves. Yes?
And Sag became Prinat Nukva. This does not refer to Sag of Ak, only to the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim, which the Ari calls Sag, because their Kelim are from the Prinat lower 9 of Sag, called Nikudot of Sag.
In other words, Kelim of Nikudim are Nikudot de Sag. In other words, it is still the degree of Bina. Yeah? Okay. Now we have
11 above. Item 11. The thing is that the name Sag is the general Tanta. Though these are only Nikudot of Sag, it is not called Sag like the rest of it, because they are not but a single item in the name Sag. Hence, when this item, being the Nikudot, connected with the name Ma and became Nukva to it, it is now therefore called Bon. Again, item 11. And the thing is that the name Sag is the general Tanta. Though these are only Nikudot of Sag, it is not called Sag like the rest of it, because they are but a single item in the name Sag. Hence, when this item, being the Nikudot, connected with the name Ma and became Nukva to it, it is now therefore called Bon.
In other words, Nekudot Desag, when they connect to the world of Atzilut, they too are called Bon. Do you agree or not? Yeah. Thank you. Item 11. The thing is that the name Sag is the general Tanta. Though there are only Nekudot Desag, these are only Nekudot Desag. It is not called Sag, like the rest of it, because they are but a single item in the name Sag, only Nekudot. Hence, when this item, being the Nekudot Desag, or more correctly, the world of Nikudim, the world of Nikudim, because Nekudot Desag talks about Tzimtzum Aleph. Here we're talking about Tzimtzum Bet, the breaking and everything that happened. So when this item being Nekudot, being the world of Nikudim, the Nekudot, the world of Nikudim, connected with the name Ma, which is the world of Atzilut, and became Nukva to it, the world of Nikudim with regard to the world of Atzilut, became as Nukva, where the world of Atzilut has to correct it and fill it. It is therefore now Nekudot Desag. Now it is called Bon. Why Bon? Because there is someone superior, upper one, which is the world of Atzilut, that corrects it. Vlad, is that okay or not? You don't want to think. You're thinking only about viruses. Yes.
It's clear why it's Bon, because of its relationship to Ma. Does it have any connection to Bon of Ak?
No. It's unrelated. The names are only according to the specific issue. Hanoch.
The lower one who works in mutuality with the upper one.
Again.
The lower one who works in a mutual way with the upper one is called a female to it. It's female.
No, you're asking a shrewd question, cunning question. It could be even the fact that he raises it. The one that raises man is not necessarily called a nekeva, female. There are many things here. On one hand, it's called overcoming, in gabut. And perhaps in that sense, it is a man, it is a male. And with respect to someone else, it'll be a female. And with respect to someone else, it'll be like a baby, an infant, or an embryo, ubar, etc. So each one, with regard to its own role, with respect to a certain degree. Okay?
Item 11 below. Only Nekudot of Sag is not called Sag like the rest of it. As it is written in the previous item, the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim are sometimes called Sag because their Kelim are from Nekudot of Sag, meaning its lower half. It is written, though these are only Nekudot of Sag, it is not called Sag like the rest of it, because they are but a single item in the name Sag. The essence of Sag is the Ta'amim in it, which means that before the Masach in it began to purify, there is Kuma of Chochmah there.
Bina is essentially Chochmah. You can't have Bina unless there's Chochmah inside. What does it overcome? What does it say that it does not want to receive? That's the character of Bina. So there cannot be Bina if there is no Chochmah in it.
However, once it begins to purify from that level, there is no longer the level of Sag in it.
Okay.
Ken.
Yes.
So why is it called Bon?
According to its role with respect to the world of Atzilut. That when it needs to be corrected, the one that needs to be corrected is called Bon. And with respect to it, the world of Atzilut is called Ma, but the new Ma. We have the upper Ma, which is a Parzuf, above Tabu. The Rosh Tisag was born out of Tzimtzum Aleph, and that was born out of Metzach de Rosh Tisag, Tzimtzum Bet. It is called Bon. It's the smallest, and there's nothing to it after it came out. But because it is complete in the sense that it has no flaws, and there are flaws in it, and it, with respect to it, there are broken Patsufim. So although the world of Nikudim, so because of it, the world of Nikudim compared to it is called Bon, and opposite that, the world of Atzilut is called the New Ma. You could ask, how can it be that it's Galgalta and Enayim, and Inovyut, the Shorish, Tzimtzum Bet. In the world of Atzilut, there can be something that corrects the world of Nikudim that was in Daled of Avyut and was broken from the big light of Chokhmah. How can one connect to the other? How can a baby, it can't even move. It's got nothing of its own. It doesn't do anything of its own. And it corrects the broken world of the end of correction. That's the world of Nikudim, the end of correction. So because it has kelim that are not broken, and the rest it can connect to the upper ones, and through them it can convey the lights for correction and fulfilling. This is what the world of Atzilut does. This is why it's called Atzilut, Etzlo, at his place. What has it got? Nothing of itself. But gradually it passes from above lights to correct the world of Nikudim and fill the world of Nikudim. And this is how we get to, this is all of our work, to participate in this. Ask, go ahead, I'm interested in questions. It's the basis of the corrections.
Who does Atzilut raise its man to in order to be corrected?
I don't know. It doesn't say anywhere.
Because it seems like there's a certain cessation here. If he corrects it, he doesn't have anyone to raise its man. Where is it born from? From the world of Nikudim. Atzilut is born from the world of Nikudim? From Aleph Shoresh, second restriction that rose to Rosh of Sag. From Rosh of Sag. Meaning Atzilut belongs to the Rosh of Sag. That is, actually, he is its upper. Where you came from, that's where you turn to. You can say, Atzilut emerged after the shattering of the world of Nikudim, but it's not on the shattering. What remains for us? Shapira, do you hear me? What remains for us after the shattering of the world of Nikudim? What Reshimo remains that didn't shatter? After the shattering of the Nikudim, all you have is Shoresh Alf.
So it's a Reshimo. It's a Reshimo. It's part of godliness, which you can nurture, cultivate. You can do anything you want with it. If you take this Reshimo, specifically the smallest, where there was no shattering, and through it you begin to correct the broken kelim, you don't need anything else.
So it turns out that the world of Atzilut,
you have a pile of trash. Everything's broken, it's junk. And you have a tiny string, a tiny thread that belongs to the source. Through it, you come and begin to sort out this trash and junk, and you correct it and scrutinize it until you correct the whole pile. But while you correct, you need to see where this belongs, how this has to work with regard to that. Through this junk that you fix, you attain the essence of creation.
So the word of Atzilut actually has two connections. It has its upper, which is the Rosh of Sag, with which he actually, from which he receives the force to do what he does, and it engages with and deals with the correct, the shattering in the world of Nikudim, meaning it's kind of a connector between, I'm looking at it like a machine.
The world of Atzilut is included, look at the word, included, consists of Kelim from the breaking, which it gradually raises above the Posa, and the world of Ein Sof, Golgat Absar Mabon, which it pulls to them, and then in it, it's slow, in it, it is like a factory for correction. This is why all the work and the learning is the world of Atzilut. Where are we?
Item 12 above. Though it is necessarily so that although they are only p'chinat nekudot, there is a p'china in them that joins with the tamim of ma.
Tamim is called keter.
And a p'china that joins with the nekudot of ma.
Chokmah.
The same applies for the other divisions, though altogether they are only p'chinot of neskudot of sag. And through the connection of ma with it, these nekudot have now connected and become nukvin to them. That reason is why they are called melachim, from the word malchut, indicating that they've become a nukva to ma of alifin.
In other words, by because later the broken parts work serving Atzilut in order to bring to Atzilut deficiencies to correct them. This is why they are called Melachim, after the name Malchut. And this is how they are corrected. And as a result, Atzilut receives the Milui of Alephin. It's a sign of the complete Tzimtzum Bet.
Item 12 below. There's a p'china in them that joins with Tamim of Ma. Because the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim came out in 5 Partzufim, Galgal Da'ab Sag Mabon,
during their Gadlut.
Hence, there's also a Tanta in them, where each Prina connects in its opposite Prina in the Tanta of the Numa. Although there are some changes in them that will be explained below.
Okay.
Yochi.
Teacher, when he writes, in general, when a Kabbalist writes some book or something, he just feels the process and writes it, or does he also get involved in what's happening?
He cannot not get involved with it. Through his involvement, he feels it. He needs to study, to research it.
If he's under restriction, how does he get engaged in this?
And what Tzimtzum is in? He needs to go through all these things, to experience all these things. He goes through the Tzimtzumim, the restrictions and the shatterings and everything.
He feels the breaking?
Oh boy. How can he write about it if he didn't go through it? If he didn't feel it in his bones.
You said that he's included, not that he gets involved.
No, mister. All the way. All the way. It's something.
So is there something critical that he does here, that he actually executes?
Everything he writes about, he attains in practice, and only by attaining and experiencing it, Out of this, he writes.
What I'm basically asking is it going past him, or is he doing it?
Experiencing it is the same as doing it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. What does it mean? He does it. And he experiences it, and this is why he writes, like a scientist who tests it on himself.
And we're going to move to the next part and sing a song together.
זכור לכם על אהבת חברים אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו זכור אזכיר לכם על אהבת חברים בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש Shelly.